Welcome to Her Wellness Reset Podcast. I'm your host, Chantel Matthews, and I'm obsessed with helping you go from feeling frustrated and depleted to feeling healthier, happier, and even more alive. So consider this podcast your go-to spot for strategies, tips, and motivation to keep working towards your wellness goals. I just know we're going to have a ton of fun together. So thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's begin. My podcast peeps, hello. Welcome to Her Wellness Reset Podcast. You're listening to episode number 61. It's been about 3 weeks since I recorded, and to be honest, it's probably going to be a little sporadic like that throughout summer, just because my family, we live for the summer, so we are go, 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 and then I come home and conserve my energy, and then we're back at it again, and it's kind of that tug of war there between social battery going high energy and then recharge. So just making sure that I have enough energy to go around. But of course, I'm always thinking about the podcast. I really am, like, thinking about what episodes, what do I want to talk about? What are some common themes that I'm hearing? And lately, this common theme has been coming up quite a bit, actually, and I got the episode, it was last week at the gym. I was talking to a client, and I said something like, healthy habits don't just arise, they're built. And I was like, boom, that's the podcast episode right there, baby. And what's funny is my client really thought that she had been working at things for so long, because that's how it feels when you're in the thick of it, when you're on your health and wellness journey, your fitness journey, and you've been consistent for a little bit, you feel like it's been months and months and months, a year, and like nothing has changed, nothing is moving at all. And what's funny is I had her look on her calendar. I'm like, when was our first session together? When did we first start? And she looked at the date, and then I said, today is blah, blah, blah. It's been 4 weeks. It's been 4 weeks. Like, healthy habits don't just arise, they're built. And that is where this episode came from, because it is a common theme that, and I totally been there, I get it. We get in our heads where we've been so long going and going and going, like something should be changing. We start dropping those shoulds. I should be further along than I am right now. But when you sit back and kind of take the emotions out of it and look at the facts, and you're like, hold up, I've been really on it for about 4 weeks. In the big picture, is that a very long time? No. It is a start, and it's great that you've been consistent and all that, but it's just the beginning. And so to kind of help, I help people put it in perspective and kind of shift out of that short-term intense thinking to more longevity, to more thinking more long-term effects, not just short, sweet, intense. And what's funny is, side note here, she was looking at the scale, and that number on the scale wasn't changing so much after the 4 weeks. But I was like, you need to toss that scale, because when we stepped on, you know, the in-body scan that shows the body fat percentage and the muscle mass, her body fat percentage went down. So her body comp was changing, and I did a side-by-side profile. I'm so glad I have people do this. By the way, if you are on your health and wellness journey, take the before picture. I know it's vulnerable and uncomfortable, and you probably don't want to, but trust me, take that picture. And then if you are consistent, take another one in 6 weeks, and then 6 weeks after that, or 8 weeks if you want, there will be a difference in your body comp, even if that scale is not moving. And my client was a perfect example of that. She thought nothing changed, nothing. And she was getting frustrated. And then when I said, okay, let's look at the calendar. It's been 4 weeks. Okay, girlfriend, you're on track here. We're moving. And then when I did the side-by-side, there was a difference. Like, she was actually shocked. She's like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize. I'm like, I know. We get in our heads that we should be further along. We get in our heads that nothing is happening, nothing is moving. But again, we got to get out of this mindset of short intensity and think of longevity. These healthy habits do not just arise. They are built. They don't just appear overnight. They're forged through intention and persistence. And I know we always hear this, consistency is key, consistency is key. You hear it over and over and over. And it can kind of go in one ear, out the other. You know it to be true. But when you're in the thick of it, kind of in that beginning, middle stage on your transformation journey, it feels like forever. It feels like consistency sucks sometimes. That's where I want to help you with this mindset. I want you to start thinking of the pro tip in all this is not to obsess with the finish line, not to be frustrated with why you aren't there yet, not to sit in frustration the whole time on your journey, but to concentrate on the work, concentrate on the progress, concentrate on how you're feeling throughout. What's interesting is I'll have people say, I feel amazing, you know, this is the best I've ever felt, blah, blah, blah. And then they get on the scale and they're like, but the scale doesn't show what I want. And I'm like, you just said you feel the most amazing you've ever felt. So we're just helping you guys put it in perspective here that it's more on, first of all, your whole body composition, not just that number on the scale. We're looking at body fat, muscle mass. Are you getting stronger? Are you feeling better? And this is not just the physical. I'm talking your mental health as well. I'm talking that mental game here of your internal work that you're doing to shift your mindset. So concentrating on the progress. Concentrating on the work throughout the transformation. And then you can allow the rewards to follow. Then you can open your eyes and see, yeah, I do have more energy. Yeah, I am sleeping better. Yeah, my mindset has shifted a little bit. You know what I mean? Like you want to be able to see and pinpoint all of those, all that progress on the journey and not just obsess with that finish line. Because if you do that, you're going to just sit in frustration. Why am I not there yet? I should be. And we are all guilty of this at some capacity, whether it's with our body, with our business, with, you know, whatever it is. I see the human and I can empathize with that feeling of I should be. But what I'm saying is catch yourself in those moments and just remember to concentrate on the work. Concentrate on the progress, concentrate on the transformation throughout the journey, not just that finish line. And where I see women get stuck the most is in this all or nothing mentality. And I don't even think people realize when they are actually stuck in it. And that's what I'm here for. That is what I'm here for as a trainer, as, you know, a podcast host here to help you shift that perspective and see it. So sometimes we get stuck in this week sucked, like I had this vacation, blah, 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 I'm so over it. I'm done right now. I'm just going to take a break. Okay, girlfriend, this is the mistake. This is kind of that all or nothing mentality that will leave you in that start and stop cycle. Start, stop. Start it again for 2 weeks. Stop, start, stop. We want to get off of that cycle and into adjusting. How can I adjust for next week instead of stopping completely? What gets to be adjusted for this week? Yes, I'll be on vacation, but what can I do? This switch in mindset is going to help you on your transformation journey, seeing each day more as an opportunity to be that version of you that you're striving for, to actually be it, not just talk the talk, but actually walk the walk. When we commit to practicing these healthy habits, we aren't just changing behavior. We are literally altering our state of being. We are paving a new path for us. It reinforces your identity as someone who values health and well-being. And I know that's what you're here for. You want to be someone who identifies as a person who values health and well-being. Because if you ask, really, if you ask anyone, like, what's the most important things to them, oftentimes they'll say, like, family, health, you know, God, higher power, whatever that is to you. And what's interesting is, like, okay, you mentioned health and well-being on that list, But do you have the receipts? Do you have proof that you actually do value that? Do you have that identity of someone who values health and well-being? And if you do, what are your receipts? You know what I'm saying? It's not just going to arise. It's not just going to come overnight. It's forged through intention and persistence. So again, that pro tip in this is to not obsess with that finish line. I want to lose 30 pounds. And if I don't by this point, then I give up. Then I'm just going to be frustrated throughout this whole time because I'm not exactly where I want to be. We're going to concentrate on the work. We're going to concentrate on being. We're going to concentrate on the journey and the progress and notice those wins. Notice that progress. I feel better. I'm sleeping better. I have more energy. I chose protein and veggies over the crap burger at McDonald's today. Wow, that's a win. I never did that in the past. You know what I mean? Like noticing those wins and allowing those to happen. And to when you start to notice those, your brain will be kind of open more to the other wins throughout your day. You're like, oh, I did do that. What else did I do? I went to bed at blah, blah, blah. Like I shut down a conversation that was starting to spin out of control. I went on a walk after I ate instead of binge watch. Like whatever it is on your journey, your progress, your wins, start to notice those. And I'm just going to end with the title of this episode again. Healthy habits do not simply arise. They are built. And guess who they're built by? They are built by you. No one else can do this for you. No one else can have your identity. No one else can be the identity for you of someone who values health and well-being. You say that health and well-being is at the top of your list. Where are your receipts? And how are you feeling within the process? If you are feeling frustrated that you should be further along, then it's time to kind of get clear about what you're obsessing with. Are you obsessing with the finish line? Or are you concentrating on the work, looking at the progress and your wins? All right, that's all I have for you today. I really hope that was helpful because it is a common thing I've been hearing. And when I heard myself say those words, healthy habits don't simply arise, they are built. I was like, yes, these peeps need to hear this today. All right. If you don't follow me already on Instagram, let's be friends. You can follow me at Miss Chantel Matthews, MSCHANTELMATTHEWS. All right, guys, I think I'll see you or I'll talk to you next week. If not, I'll pop in the week after that. Hope you guys are having a great summer. All right, bye.